This is Chris Pels, and in this video we're going to learn how to cache portions of an ASP.NET page. And we're going to do that by implementing output caching in one-to-many user controls on a particular page. Now, if you're not familiar with output caching, I might suggest that you watch the companion video to this one on the fundamentals of output caching. We will cover a lot of the different aspects here in this video, but it might help you to get a better background so that you can focus on the concept of this video, which is caching portions of the page. So to get started, let's create a sample website. Now we're going to create this website in Visual Basic, because that'll be our sample source code here in the video. But when you download the sample source from the website that accompanies this video, you'll also get it in C#. To get started, what we're going to do is add output caching to the page as a whole, and then we're going to create some user controls, and we'll add output caching to each of those user controls, setting the parameters for caching in the controls a little bit differently, and we'll contrast that to the page, and you'll understand a little bit more about that when we get into it. So let's add the output caching to the page. So we'll add our output cache directive, and we'll set the duration. We're going to make it just 10 seconds because we want it to expire and then get the cache flushed and refreshed in relation to the user controls, and you'll see what I mean by that a little bit more in just a moment. Now, we're not going to set anything else, but we do need to have the varyByPram attribute because that is required even if you're not going to use it, and we put the value of none in there. And normally, if you're caching based upon the query string variables, we would put the name of the variables up in that varyByPram. So now let's put a little label on the page. We'll call it label time. And then what we're going to do is, in the code behind for this page, we're going to put the current time in this label, and that's going to tell us when the page was last refreshed. So let's go in there, and we'll go to the page events, we'll go to the page load, and down in here we'll take our label time, and we'll set that equal to date time now to string, and that'll give us our current time on the page. So let's just check this out. Okay, that looks correct. Let's just quickly run this page and make sure that our time comes up on the page. And we should see it here momentarily. And there it is. In fact, what we're going to do, so we know which time is which, let me just add one more little thing here with this label. And I'm just going to put the word page before. Let me just format this. Okay, and so that's going to tell us, a little label just tells us that that is the time on the page, so it's a little less confusing. So now we have the page caching for 10 seconds, and what we want to do is to create a user control that we're going to add to the page. So let's go down in here and add a new item, and the first user control, what we're going to do, and we'll just label this user control, let's give it the value of 10, and the reason I'm naming it 10 is just a little convention, because what we're going to do here in this user control is we're going to cache it for 10 seconds. So I'm going to copy this label that we've used on the page, because we're going to put the same thing over here in the user control, and then in fact, let's take that and let's go over here to the code behind and copy the page load, put that in the user control. Now, what we should expect to happen here is we're setting the caching to 10 seconds. And the way we do that is we go up here, and there's an output cache directive for a user control which is nearly identical to the one that you use on a page. And in this case, it will be identical. What we're going to do is set the duration to 10. And we also still need to set the varyByPram to none. And let's just go down in here change the label to Control 10. And let's just check this. That looks good. So now what we need to do is go back to our page, and down here, let's just add our user control. We'll go to the design mode. I'll just drag and drop the control here on the page. That'll make it a little bit easier. So let's grab our user control. We'll just drop it on the page. Let's go back to the source mode. And let's just put a break in here just to make sure that we get a space between the two. And so now we should be able to fire this up and we'll see two labels on the page. So we'll open the page up in the browser. And now we should get two times, that of the page and the control. Now if we refresh the page right away, the times stay the same because remember we're caching it for 10 seconds. So wait a little bit, and now let's refresh the page again. And you saw that both times updated because the duration of the cache is identical between the user control and the page. So now the question comes up, what happens if you have a cache duration on a user control that is different than the page? So first, let's add another control, and we'll say make it 15 seconds. So let me go up here, we'll add a user control. And let me just change the name, and we'll put it to 15. And we'll go over and take the stuff that we have on the first control, put it in the new control, just to save a little time. And so we don't forget, let's go over here and change the cache duration to 15. Just change our label to 15. And go to the code behind. Take that, paste that over in our new control. And then we go back over to our page. Let's just take that break, put it down here. Let's go into the design mode. We'll take our new control, put that on the page. Let's just go back and move our break up. So now we'll run this and we'll see what happens when we have a duration of 10 and 15. And the important thing we want to look at here is the relationship between the 15 second control and the 10 second page. Okay, let's open up the page. And we have identical times to start out with. We'll quickly refresh the page. And they all times stay the same. Now we'll wait just a moment, get beyond that 10 second cache duration. Let's refresh, and notice what happens here is that the first two refresh the page overall in control 10, but not control 15, because that duration was set to a longer value. And so we waited here a few more seconds. Let's try it, see if we waited long enough. And we have, and now all three have refreshed. Refresh again right away, stay the same because we're inside that 10 second window. Wait a little bit, try it again, not quite. Try it again, and then the first two. So what's happening here is that we are obviously caching control 15 for a longer duration, and even though the page itself is refreshing, the contents of control 15 are not refreshing until that 15 second limit has been hit. So that if you have a control that's pretty static and doesn't change very often, you could choose to cache it for a longer period of time than the page itself, because let's say the other control, such as control 10, has a little more dynamic data and you want that refreshed on a more frequent interval. So that's what happens if we have a control that's cached for longer than the page. Let's put a control that's cached for less than the page duration. Let's make it say 5 seconds. So we'll go up here, add our another control, and we'll call that control 5. And I'll just take a moment to copy everything from the other control and paste it into our new control. And we'll just change the label and the cache duration down to 5. Get the code behind, paste that in. And we're going to put it on the page. Go over to the page, go into the design mode again. Take our control number 5. And I'm going to place that one up here so they're kind of in somewhat of a sequential order. And let's see, that looks good. We have 5, then 10, then 15. Okay, now let's open this up in the browser and see what happens. So we'll start up the page in the browser again. And initially we should get all 4 times the same, which we do. Let's quickly hit refresh, stay the same. Now it should be beyond 5 seconds, hit refresh. Nothing's happening on the 5. We'll wait a little longer to get to the 10. And all 3 refresh at 02. Whereas control 15 still doesn't refresh. We'll wait a little longer. A little longer for 15. And then all 4 are at 16. Now we'll quickly refresh again. Nothing. Get that 10-second window. Almost. And then all 3. Now, you might be asking yourself, why didn't control 5 refresh sooner than anything else? And one of the principles of caching in terms of the relationship between the user control caching and the page caching is that any user control that's on a page with a shorter duration than the page won't be refreshed until the page is refreshed. And that's why even though we have control 5, which is less than the 10 seconds of the page, it doesn't get refreshed until we reach 10 seconds and the page is refreshed. So effectively, control 5 with an output cache duration of 5 seconds is being cached for 10 seconds. So it really didn't do any good to set that to 5 seconds. So you have to think about the relationship between the cache duration of your page in relation to the user controls, because at a minimum any user control on the page is going to be cached for at least the cache duration of the page. So you should think about the duration of the page caching and make sure that it's shorter than any of the controls on the page. So what we've done here is we've varied the duration of the user control caching and looked at how that interacted with the overall caching of the page. And if you've worked with output caching, you may know that there are other ways that we can vary the duration of the cache. I went over here to the web user control 10, and we just set the duration to 10 seconds. But let me hit the space bar and get the IntelliSense. And these are the other ways that you can vary the duration of the caching for any of the user controls. And I encourage you to look into the details of these in the MSDN online documentation. Shared is an interesting attribute, and if that is false by default, but if you set it to true, what happens is that the cached contents of the user control are shared across multiple pages. So essentially, if you have a control that's reused, it's very static, and you cache it, then as you use it on, say, 3 different pages, as you go to those pages, you're going to get the same cached copy of the control. So if you have something that's quite static and is used across multiple pages, that might be a good approach. SQL dependency is where the contents are cached based upon some data in a SQL database. Vary by control, we'll come back to in a moment. Vary by custom is where you set a unique identifying string and then you look at the value of that string, and I should say you assign a value to that string and programmatically in the global ASAX file, and until that value changes, you don't get the cache flushed and the control reloaded. I encourage you to look at the vary by custom, and in fact there is a companion video to this specifically on that topic. And then vary by param, which we've used here as I mentioned earlier, is where you can put one or more values of inbound query string variables, such as say an ID value or a category, and each time the value of that inbound query string value changes, the output cache for this particular user control would be flushed. Now the last thing I want to go back to is vary by control, And this is quite an interesting because what it does is it allows you to cache a use of control until the contents of a nested user control changes. So let me just quickly add another user control here. We'll just set this up so you can see how this would work. And we're just going to call this nested. And if we take this nested user control, let's go back over here to, let's say, control number 10. And let's say this new user control, let me just go to the design mode. And let's take this nested control and drag it here onto this user control. So we go back in the source, and so what's happened here is we have a nested user control inside of the 10 user control. So what's going to happen here, and let's go back up to here, we'll say vary by param equals none, and we'll put vary by control. So now let's go down and we'll take the ID of our nested control, and this happens to be another user control. So what's going to happen now in web user control 10 is that it will be cached for a duration of 10 seconds, and in addition, whenever the contents of this web user control nested one changes, it would cause the output cache for user control 10 to be flushed. It may be a little confusing, but essentially what you can do is control the caching of a control based upon other controls that are nested inside it. And we happen to use a user control here that I created. It also works for the standard ASP.NET controls. So for example, let me just quickly go down here. And what we're going to new line, we'll just put a text box, let's say. Run at equal server. And so what we can do is let's take that and let's go up here and let's paste that in. So what was going to happen now is that whenever the value of the text box changes, the ASP.NET caching system is going to cache another instance of web user control 10. Remember, the way the output caching works is it caches an instance based upon the value changing. Just like whenever an inbound query string variable, say ID, comes in, for every different ID it's going to cache an additional copy of the output control. So in this case, every time there's a different value in the text box, it's going to cache another instance of the user control. I encourage you to read up a little bit more about this vary by control. It's a very powerful concept to get your user controls cached. So let's go back over to our default ASPX. So we looked at several examples of caching user controls. First we looked at the relationship between the cache duration in the control and the page. Remember, you want to set your control cache duration to be equal to or greater than that at the page, because otherwise it won't refresh until the page refreshes if you do have an output cache on your page. And then we looked at several of the other attributes that you can use to control the caching of the user control. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with this video. It's available in C# as well as the VB that we used here in the demo. And get started and input output cache duration of user controls in your own website. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on implementing output caching in user controls.